When you're writing a song, what comes first, the music or the lyrics to you?
Sometimes they come together. It's like a hook, what I call a hook, a line. I just did one for Diane Ladd's new film called Mrs. Monk that she is directing. Oh, it's her first directorial. And she had the greatest line. She said, "The greatest revenge in the world is to direct your ex-husband, who was Bruce Dern, Laura Dern's, you know, father."
Sure.
And I wrote, I co-wrote the tune with Steve Plunkett, and actually it came together. The line was, "Not a day goes by." And the minute the line came, so did the melody. So it was, "Not a day goes by." So it was there together. And David Hasselhoff just recorded it for the movie.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's got a great voice. He's got a great voice.
A lot of people don't know that, because I know he's been trying to. He's a big European
huge
music star.
Europe,
yeah.
Huge.
But in America, they've rejected him as a singer, kind of.
Well, he does really big in Europe, so, you know, and he did a wonderful job. And the producer, I'm trying to think, you know, I'm having a blank. What's with me today? On the producer's name, who has produced so many hit records. I want to say Sterling, and I know that's not it. I'm thinking of Don Sterling of the Clippers.
You're not thinking
but
of Phil Spector.
The bottom line is he did a great job on it.
Yeah. Now, talking about people who are great producers, you actually went to school with Phil Spector, who wrote To Know Him Is to Love Him, and he has gone on to an incredible career. Have you done a lot of other projects with him?
No, I was. That was the first project that Phil ever did. It was off his father's epitaph. His father committed suicide, and on his father's epitaph it said, "To know him was to love him." And he fell in love with my voice. He was dating my girlfriend, Donna, which everybody thought he wrote the Ritchie Valens hit, but he didn't. And Donna, he made it very plain that he wrote it for my voice, because he was always hearing me sing. He went on to produce many, many other things. I think that Phil Spector, as a man of music, is 100+. I think as a human being, he's a -0.
Really? Why do you say that?
I don't want to discuss Phil Spector.
Okay.
But as a talented, brilliant music human being, he created the Wall of Sound, and he's probably one of the greatest in rock and roll history. But that doesn't mean I have to like him as a human being.